Om sahana bhavatu, sahana punaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavaditamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Okay, we're on verse 262. Aham manushya ityadi, aham manushya ityadi, vyavaharo vinapyamum, vyavaharo vinapyamum, viparyasam chirabhya. Chirabhyasta, viparyasam chirabhyasta, vasanato vakalpate, vasanako vakalpate, aham manushyaha iti adi vyavaharaha, iti adi ityadi vyavaharaha, iti adi vyavaharaha, vina api amum, viparyasam chira abhyasta vasanataha avakalpate. This is an continuation of the previous verse. In the previous verse, it says, for the one who is a viparyastaha means for that person who's superimposing has a dehatma buddhi, superimposing the self on the body, as this satyam mitya is not clear. Right, so that anyonya adhyasa, that mutual superimposition, is a given for them. So for the person who's suffering from that superimposition and has suffering from the dehatma buddhi, then let that person do nididhyasana, do contemplation in order to break the dehatma buddhi. But he says, why should I do jhanam? Kim jhanam? What would jhanam do for me? Because I don't have that viparyaya. I don't have that adhyasa. I'm not suffering from that dehatma buddhi. He says, dehatma tva viparyasam na kadachit bhajami aham. He says, I never have at any time that erroneous misconception of the self being the body. I don't suffer from that erroneous. That viparyasa, that anyanya jasa. I don't mistake myself to be the body. And so for me, that nididhyasana isn't necessary. But then he says here, aham manushyaha iti ityadi vyavaharaha. The vyavahara, the transactional business, the vyavahara of what we're actually doing in the world, our activities in the world, is the vyavahara. So such vyavahara as aham manushaha, I am a person. I'm a man, but aham manushaha, I'm a person. This type of vyavahara, he says, vina api amum viparyasam, can be there even without the viparyasam. In other words, that I can be functioning in the world as though I am a person. That can be there even without this erroneous, this misconception of this dehatma buddhi. He says, why? He says, it is avakalpate. This is possible. Vasanataha, because of the vasanas, which are chirabhyastaha, which have been in operation for a very long time. Chira means for a long time. Abhyasta means these vasanas have been continually being practiced. They've been it's been just our nature continually to be responding in vyavahara with this, you know, I'm a person, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So even with your knowledge, even without this erroneous conception that the Atma is the body or is the mind or is the sense organs, nevertheless, we are behaving in vyavahara that way very naturally. And it doesn't mean that viparyaya is there, that erroneous misconception is there. Which is important to understand, because that's, again, in kind of the Neo-Vedanta where there's a lot of mistake, there's a lot of mistakes, as though in the Shruti, if it says, you know, not seeing, I see. Even though not seeing, I see. Not hearing, I hear. This type of thing. People take they erroneously take that to mean that from your perception, you see me seeing. But in reality, I'm not seeing. And so then they'll think, from my perception, I'm not having an experience of the world. But from my perception, I'm not engaging in Vyavahara. But that isn't true. From my perception, I am engaging in Vyavahara. At the same time, I'm free from action. So that's what I'm meaning, that this, in a sense, this bodhita, it means this negated dehatma buddhi, is there. We're functioning with it all of the time. And we're behaving in the world in that way all of the time. Very, very naturally, at the same time, it's bodhita. Bodhita means like dugdha, it's like a burnt seed. It doesn't have, it is mithya. So it doesn't, for us, for a jnani, it doesn't lose its mithyatva, right? That's the thing. It doesn't lose its mithyatva, but at the same time, we're engaging in the world in that way. So even without the erroneous misconception, this aham manusha, I'm a person, vyavahara, is taking place. Now he goes on to explain this, further. Prarabdha karmani kshine, prarabdha karmani kshine, vyavaharo nivartate, vyavaharo nivartate, karmakshaye tvasau naiva, karmakshaye tvasau naiva, shamye jnana sahasvataha, shamye jnana sahasvataha. Prarabdha karmani kshine, vyavaharaha nivartate, karma akshaye tu asau, na eva shamyet jnana sahasvataha. He says, when the prarabdha karmani kshine, when the prarabdha karma is destroyed, that's absolute locative, when the prarabdha karma is destroyed, vyavaharaha nivartate, the vyavahara comes to an end. Vyavahara is this transactional reality, this objective reality, this shared reality that we find ourselves engaged in. It is only when your prarabdha karma, the karmas that caused you to take this birth, it is only when that prarabdha karma has been exhausted, that this vyavahara, this experience of being a body, mind, sense organs conglomerate, this person here engaged in this activity here, it's only once the prarabdha comes to an end, it's finished, that this vyavahara ends, nivartate, comes to an end. Then he says, but karma akshaye, when that karma, the prarabdha karma, is akshaya, it is not finished, it still has time to run out, there's still more prarabdha to be exhausted. So when that karma has not been exhausted, asau, this vyavahara means, this vyavahara never stops. It will not stop. Shamyet here means, does it cease? As long as that karma has not been destroyed, this vyavahara that we experience will never become quiet. Shamyet means it will never end. It will only end when the karma has exhausted. So he says, it'll never come to an end. Jnana, he says, jnana sahasrataha, even from thousands of meditations. You can do, sahasra means thousand. But jnana sahasrataha means, it's this expression, even from thousands, your thousands of contemplations, thousands of times you do nididhyasana, you will not bring an end to this vyavahara. The only thing that brings an end to the vyavahara, your engagement, you're having a body, mind, sense organs, and being engaged in karma, which is part of your prarabdha, right? The prarabdha is not just having a body, mind, sense organs. It's the life that you find yourself in. The prarabdha is not only the body, but the life that goes along with the body. The major contacts, the people in your life, the major situations that you find yourself in, that's the prarabdha. karma, including, you know, major illnesses and all of that type of thing is considered part of it. Shows up in your astrology chart, in fact. So he says, no matter how much nididhyasana you do, this vyavahara is not going to go away. This empirical reality, this engagement that you find yourself in, it's not going to go away until the prarabdha karma runs out. Once the prarabdha karma runs out, then there is no more vyavahara for you. For your ajnani, there is Ishwara. You are Ishwara, that's all. There's not a jiva who's engaged in vyavahara within the creation. There's this Brahman, and the Brahman, what is natural to Brahman, is the infinite manifestation of knowledge, which we call Ishwara. That is who you are, in fact. So, but experientially, that's who you are right now, right? But from this, but this jiva upadhi is here, and will be here until your prarabdha karma runs out. So now he says something else. It says, "Viralatvam vyavahitehe." Viralatvam vyavahitehe ishtam chet jnanam astute. Oh, I saw. I'm sorry. There's a little typo, a little confusion here. So, ishtam chet jnanam astute. Ishtam chet jnanam astute. Abadikam vyavahitim. Abadikam vyavahitim. Pashyan jamyam maham kutaha. Pashyan jamyam yaham kutaha. Viralatvam vyavahitehe ishtam chet jnanam astute abadikam vyavahitim pashyan jayami aham kutaha. He says, viralatvam vyavahitehe ishtam. Viralatvam means, like, if you want to have less of something, to make something much less, to reduce the amount of something, to reduce the amount of the experience. So what he says here is, if you want to reduce the vyavahara, make your experience of vyavahara, of your engagement in the world, if you want to thin it out, if you want to make it less, if that's ishtam for you, right, reducing kind of your exposure to vyavahara, he says, if that's what you want, chait, ishtam chait, if that's what you want, then jnanam astu, let jnanam be there then. Let there be jnanam for you. Meditate. You know, spend your time, and because you've got, you know, what, 24 hours in a day, and of those 24 hours, maybe, you know, what, how many, 16 hours are awake. So spend half of the time, half that time in meditation. To the degree that you keep yourself in contemplation, just meditating, do jhanam, you won't have to deal in vyavahara. Meditate more. That'll lessen your exposure to vyavahara. So what he's saying here now, if you feel that need, if that's what you want, is to lessen your exposure to vyavahara, because this the only way to do it, really, you're not going to lose your body, mind, sense organs, you're not going to lose the world. Just spend yourself in time in meditation, just be with the Atman, you won't have to experience the world. Okay? So if that's what you want to do. But then he says, abadikam vyavahitim pashyam jayami aham kutaha. He says, but for me, why am I going to be meditating? Why would I meditate? Why would I be doing jhanam all the time? While seeing this vyavahara as being harmless. Abadikam means it's harmless. It's not hurting me. It's not bothering me to experience vyavahara, to experience this body, mind, sense organs, to be engaged in the world. I don't find that it's causing any difficulty for me. If it's not causing any difficulty, why do I need to withdraw from it in meditation, is the idea. He's thinking of meditation now. We practice nididhyasana so I can just sit with myself. Now, if you want to only sit with yourself because you don't want to engage in the world, you must have a reason for not wanting to engage in the world. You want to lessen your experience in the world. But what if your experience in the world isn't bothering you? then why are you going to meditate in order to lessen your experience in the world? That's the idea of the verse. Why would you do that? And then the other thing is, why is the world bothering you? What is the problem? It's mithya. It doesn't have anything at all to do with your fullness, with your ananda. In fact, it's Ishvara. And so you can, in fact, be just holding the world in wonder. The problem is when the raga dvesha is there, right? The lack of vairagya is there. I want this and to be this way in order for me to be at peace or for me to feel whole and complete and feel a sense of well-being. Things have to work out this way for me or they have to work out that way for me. And so then I'll start thinking, this vivahara, it is just so painful. It's just one problem after another. There's one thing torturing me after another. So let me just live out my life. You know, let me run out the prarabdha. I accept that. I'm going to be here as long as there's prarabdha, but I find the thing so troublesome, so painful. Let me just reduce it by sitting in meditation. But what if it's all Ishvara to you? What if the raga dveshas, the likes and dislikes, have been neutralized so that your mind isn't trying to control Bhagavan, to control Ishvara, or to be mad at Ishvara because Ishvara isn't playing the game according to your rules? Basically, it's not going exactly the way that it should go in order for me to feel taken care of. That means I'm engaging in the creation as a samsari, and then I should do nididhyasana just to resolve that problem. You know, so this, he's, in a way, it's tongue-in-cheek. It's not, there's nothing about negative about dhyanam. The question is this. Am I going to sit in dhyanam in order to reduce vivahara? Is that the reason I'm sitting in dhyanam, in contemplation and nididhyasana, in order to run away from the experience of vivahara? That's what he's saying there. He says, why should I do that if I don't see the vivahara as being problematic? So it's not really a statement on doing jhanam. You might be doing a lot of jhanam just because you enjoy it. You want to. It's not that when your eyes are open, you have a problem. But maybe you like to. Maybe you like contemplation. But is it a running away? Is it because you don't want your eyes to be open? That's the thing. That's the thing. So if that is so, then why is that? You know, in Ramana's life story, Ramana used to sit all the time in samadhi, just in nirvikalpa samadhi. And then when he realized that the self, that this is not separate, that the vyavahara doesn't cover myself, doesn't change myself, is not a problem at all, it's just Bhagavan, it's Ishvara. Then in fact he stopped sitting in this nirvikalpa samadhi because he realized he was always in nirvikalpa samadhi. That's another thing that's being hinted at here. Nirvikalpa samadhi, in fact, is your own swarupa. It's your own nature. And so the mind can, because the mind is never away from that self, in a sense, it is always in nirvikalpa samadhi when it's recognizing that. Right? It's like the clay pot. The pot is always in nirvikalpa samadhi when it's clear that it's the clay. And when so does it have, does the pot have to go away? Do we have to destroy the pot or not be so much in the clay that there is no recognition of the pot? Why, when there's only clay there, with or without the presence of the pot? And so here in this creation, is my mind engaging in the creation in such a way, you know, that I need to withdraw, you know, in order to release myself from the stress and the tension that causes? Do I need to withdraw? Or is it Ishvara? And this body, mind, sense organs is participating in Ishvara. And it's not covering my own self in any way. Then there's no problem with the vyavahara. There's no problem with engaging fully in the vyavahara because I'm not asking this vyavahara or expecting it to make me happy. I'm not thinking that, you know, this one situation would be far superior to this one. In fact, just in experience, part of the thing that makes you a mumukshu is your slow recognition that that isn't true. You think one experience is going to be far superior to the other one, but when you get into that experience, you find that that also has its shadow side. There is no experience that you move into that is free from the shadow, that is free from its its problems. We always think, you know, all of these cliches and sayings, grass is greener on the other side. Everybody thinks grass is going to be greener on the other side. But you get to the other side, and then you realize what you've missed, what you're missing now from the side that you've just crossed over from. It's just, life is full of, you know, there is no other side that's problem-free. So you keep realizing that and realizing that. Till you finally get to a point, which is not exactly not exactly jnana-nishtha, but it's a vairagya that will help you resolve into that jnana-nishtha. And that is that you stop believing or anticipating a better situation. This is the better situation. So you start realizing, that's vairagya. You start realizing this, in fact, is the situation that it has, and it has its good things and its bad things. And the next situation will be just like that. It will be the situation that has its good things and its bad things. So you start anticipating coming to some sort of a resting place where you can say, in terms of the situation, oh, now I've made it. All is well with me. The only thing that can allow you to say that is your knowledge of the Atma, because the Atma is the only thing that's free from the shadow and it's stable and it's not going to change into something else. We want to be able to, the samsari is the one who needs to become the mumukshu, pre-mumukshu. The pre-mumukshu person is the one who believes that there is grass that's greener on the other side, and when you get there, and all of the pieces come together properly, you'll be able to say this, you know, kritam krityam. You know, what is to be done, it has been done. What is to be gained, has been gained. I have made it. All is well with me now. That's what we want out of samsara. The mumukshu realizes the big uh-oh, but that can't happen. It can't happen, it won't happen. As you mature in your knowledge, if you mature in your experience and in your knowledge, you find that your mind slowly but surely stops asking or wanting or expecting the creation to, or your life to unfold into, to reach some plateau where you can say, now that I've reached this situation in my life, all is well with me. You're not going to reach that situation. You're going to reach that reality in terms of yourself, because that is the nature of yourself. But that doesn't mean the situation is going to become that. See what I'm saying? It's really important. We recognize it sooner or later. Okay, so now he says, the Vyavahara, I'm not asking anything of it, so it's not a problem for me. So let's do the next one. Vikshepo nasti yasmanme, Vikshepo nasti yasmanme, Nasamadhisthito mama, Nasamadhisthito mama, Vikshepo vasamadhirva, Vikshepo vasamadhirva, Manasasyatvikarinaha, Manasasyatvikarinaha. Vikshepaha na asti yasmat me na samadhihi tataha mama. Vikshepaha va samadhihi va manasaha syat vikarinaha. He says, remember this, what we're doing in this section, this is Vidyaranya talking about being a jnani. What my vision is as a jivanmukta, as somebody who is jnana-nishtha. So he says, vikshepaha na asti yasmat, because for me there's no vikshepa. Vikshepa is the agitation, the distraction, the adhyasa, you know, the dehatma buddhi, avarna vikshepa. Avarna is the ignorance, vikshepa is all of the things you project because of that ignorance, starting with the ahankara. You know, I am this body, mind, sense organs, reacting in the world in order to gain happiness. This is all vikshepa. So he says, because there's no vikshepa, For me, vikshepaha na asti yasmat me. Me is for me, because I have no vikshepa, genitive. Na samadhihu tataha mama. Because I don't have any vikshepa, there is no samadhi. Therefore, there is no samadhi from that. There is no for me. What he means by that, if I have this vikshepa, all of this agitation, then I need the samadhi. I need to resolve my mind from the vikshepa. But if I have no vikshepa, speaking from the atma, if the atma has no vikshepa, it has no samadhi either. In other words, if there's no distraction, no projection, no agitation, no ahankara, none of this stuff is happening for me, then there's no samadhi for me either. There's no resolution and all of this resolution of the mind. All of these things don't belong to me either. He says, vikshepaha va samadhihi va. Either vikshepa, both vikshepa and both this distraction, agitation, projection, and the samadhi, the resolution of all of that, these are all manasasyat vikarinaha. These are all mental modifications. They don't belong to the Atma. The self never has vikshepa, and it never has samadhi from the vikshepa, right? That's not the nature of the Atma. Those are states of mind. That's another huge thing to understand, because your self needs to be differentiated. Your being, the conscious being that you are, has to be differentiated from these states of mind. You know, the states of mind are what are the ajnanam and then the vikshepa, the agitation, the distractions, the dehatma buddhi. All of these things are modifications. They're modifications of the mind, right? And then withdrawing the mind, quietening down the mind, resolving the mind. You know, all of that's a modification of the mind too. These are all vikars. They're all not modifications of mind. I'm not the mind. Right? I'm the self of the mind, right? But I'm not subject to either side of this, either the vikshepa or the samadhi. I'm the self that illumines both of them. I am the self of the vikshepa. I am the self of the samadhi, right? But I myself am not subject to either side of that. And sitting as myself, then these mental modifications, either on the vikshepa side or the samadhi side, are just that. They're modifications of the mind. But I'm not modifying, and that's my aparoksha jnanam. That's my self-experience. My self-experience is myself is always of myself as free from vikshepa and samadhi. Free from all of them. There's just the opposites, free from these opposites. If I'm free from the opposites despite of the present, despite the presence of the opposites. So all of the vikshepa can be going on, I am free of it. The samadhi is going on, I am free of that too. Because myself doesn't become, I don't become me. I don't become the Atma. My self-experience of the Atma doesn't become manifest because I'm having samadhi. The self-experience of the Atma is always manifest with or without samadhi. It doesn't make any difference what the vritti is. That doesn't, the vritti, the nature of the vritti, whether it be vikshepa or samadhi or whatever state of mind it is, doesn't have, is not a non-comment on my self-experience, right, on the shanti, which is aparoksha, the nature of the Atma, the swarupa of the Atma, which is aparoksha, which is immediate. And the states of mind can't cover up the immediacy of my own self-experience. So he says, nityanupavarupasya Kome vanubhavat pratak, kome vanubhavat pratak, kritam krityam prapaniyam, kritam krityam prapaniyam, praptam ityeva nischeha, praptam ityeva nischeha. Says, nitya anubhava rupasya kaha me va anubhavaha pratak. Kritam, krityam, prapaniyam, praptam, iti eva nischayaha. He says, for me, may, Nitya Anubhava Swarupasya, for me whose nature is Nitya Anubhava, I am always experienced. For me, my very nature is an experience, an Anubhava, which is Nitya, timeless. That's who I am. The Anubhava, I am the self-experience. So for me, whose very nature is experience which is timeless, which is ever-present, for me, why is Anubhavaha Pratak? There is no separate experience necessary. In other words, I don't need a samadhi or something like that to have an experience of myself. The self-experience is constant. It never wavers in any way. So nothing's going to give me that, and nothing's going to take it away. It's nitya. My experience, the anubhava of myself, is nitya. It means it's free from time. There's never a moment or a fraction of a moment in which myself is the self, the experience is not there. So, nitya anubhava rupasya me. For me, who am always self-evident, is the way of saying that. I'm always self-evident. There is no separate experience to be gained, right? Pratak anubhavaha. There's no such thing. Kritam, trikam, kritam. What is to be done has been done. Prapaniyam, praptam. What is to be attained has been attained. Iti eva. This is indeed my clear knowledge. Right? Because what has happened is you've recognized yourself. When you recognize yourself, you've recognized the self that has always been there. That it's not like you recognize yourself and all of a sudden because yourself has popped into being. You have recognized the self that you have always taken to be yourself is in fact always has been, always is, and always will be free of any type of modification. You just, prior to that recognition, you hadn't discriminated, no viveka. You hadn't differentiated your own being from your experiences. But once you do that differentiation, you recognize yourself as being a nitya anubhava, an experience which is constant. And by experience here, I mean just the aparoksha, the self-evident nature of your being. It is constantly there. And being constantly there, now, what are you going to do to have that experience? Let me have samadhi. Let me have a samadhi experience to give me an experience of the experience I'm already completely having of my own self. So no amount of samadhi can give me the experience which is already aparoksha. Now, what samadhi can do, and it can remove the vikshepa, all of the agitation, all of the dehatma buddhi, all of this, which is what we use the samadhi for. That's what we use the nididhyasana for, is to remove the vikshepa, to remove the ahankara, to get rid of all of the agitations in the mind and all of the anyonya, all of the superimpositions, you know, that are just a habitual product of ajnanam. So we will use samadhi and nididhyasana to counteract that. But what about for somebody who knows their self? How are you going to use samadhi to gain, to experience a self which is already experienced? That's why he says, na pratak anubhavaha. There's no separate experience of the self for me, whose self is always experienced, nitya anubhava. For the self that is always nitya anubhava, sita aparoksha, always present, always fully experienced, then what am I going to do to generate a new experience for that? What could be done? Nothing can be done. So we don't use samadhi for that. That's a big difference in a Sankhya understanding. It's more of a Sankhya understanding of yoga, the Ashtanga yoga. Because we're trying to quieten down the prakriti, right, which creates a real barrier to the nature of the self. And so we want to quieten down the prakriti so we can have a self-experience. That's more of a Sankhya interpretation. Okay, so here he says that gaining an experience of the self which is known isn't even possible. And then, so what is the experience of the jnani? Sikham sityam. What is to be done, I've done. What is to be gained, I've attained. And that's the end of it. Right, that's the end of it. There's nothing more to do. There's nothing more to experience. There's no experience, no more experiences need be generated, because the experience is already here and it's timeless. Okay? Vyavaharo laukiko va. Vyavaharo laukiko va. Shastriyo vanyapapi va. Shastriyo vanyapapi va. Mama kartu ralepasya. Mama kartu ralepasya. Yatarabdham pravartatam. Yatarabdham pravartatam. Vyavaharaha laukikaha va. Shastriyaha va. Anyata apiva, mama akartuhu alepasya yata arabdham pravartatam. He says, vyavahara, this transactional reality that we find ourselves in, this vyavahara, whether laukika, whether worldly, laukika means secular, the secular activities, shastrik, shastriyaha. Shastriya means the Vedic, doing rituals, doing japa, doing upasana, studying the shastra, studying the Vedanta. This is shastriya. Anyatava, or otherwise. Otherwise means things like pratishedha, the things you shouldn't be doing. So you're either doing laukika activities, you're doing shastric activities, or you're doing activities that are adharmic. You know, little mistakes you make here and there, these things that you should avoid. So, or otherwise. So all of these, he says, let those yata arabdham pravartatam, let all of that vyavahara continue. Let it just continue, yata prarabdham, yata arabdham, just according to the prarabdha. Let the life unfold. Let the life that the prarabdha gives, let it take care of itself. Let it all unfold according to the prarabdha. Mama akaratuhu alepasya. He says, for me, akaratuhu, who am not a karta, I am not a doer, and I am alepa, means I'm not stained by any of this. Right? It doesn't touch me. I'm not a doer. I have nothing to do with it from the standpoint of the Atma. Let the prarabdha, let all of this vyavahara just unfold, take care of itself according to the prarabdha. It has nothing to do with me as the Atma. So he says, or, you know, if you don't want to just let it go, you know, run its own course, it's kind of like the river, you know, the river's just flowing downstream, let it flow downstream and just get on your raft and float along with it and just let it go. Let the prarabdha unfold, you just ride along with it. You know? Because you're not a karta anyway. You're not a doer. You're not a bhokta. That's not the nature of the Atma. So just let Ishwara take care of the whole thing. Just let it go. It says, Attava kritikrit jopi, Attava kritikrit jopi, Lokanugrahat kamyaya, Lokanugraha kamyaya, Shastri yena eva maragena, Shastri yena eva maragena, Varteham kama makshatihi, Varteham kama makshatihi. Etava kritya krityaha api, Loka anugraha kamyaya, Shastriyena eva maragena, Varte aham ka mama kshatihi. He says, or, atava, or, krita krityaha api, even though being a krita krityaha, someone who has done all that is to be done, your jivan mukta, your jnani, your jnana mukta, in your heart, all that is to be accomplished by you has been done. There's nobody inside saying, yeah, I think I should do this also. Oh, it's fine. Everything that needs to be done has been done. Now I am just living out the Prarabdha. So even though you're a kritakritya, you're not asking for anything more. Still, loka anugraha kamya, with a desire, kamya, with an intent for loka anugraha, to bless the world, to bless people. Anugraha means bless. So loka anugraha, it means for the good of the world, with a desire to help the world, or with a desire to help people. Shastriyena eva margena, by a shastric means, by the marga, by the path of the shastra, means the shastra, either the Vedas or the Vedanta. So there's so many things that can be done. So through a shastric path, I engage, varte aham. I become engaged by doing something according to the shastras or something with the shastras in order to help the people. Even though I myself have done everything that is to be done. Well, so he says, I engage in that type of activity. He says, kama makshatihi. How would that hurt me? Wouldn't makshatihi, why would that, how would that harm me? That doesn't take away anything from me. You know, to want to help others or want to be engaged in helping the people. You know, what would I lose anything by that? You know, so he says, kama makshatihi. For me, what harm would there be in doing that? So even though I myself don't feel a need to accomplish anything, still I may have a desire to do something for the loka anugraha, in order to bless the people. You know, and so with following some shastric path, then if that's so, what would be the harm in that? How would that hurt anything? Growing my wand. Devarchana snana shaucha. Devarchana snana shaucha. Bhikshadau vartatam vapuhu. Bhikshadau vartatam vapuhu. Taram japatu vaktadvat. Taram japatu vaktadvat. Patatvam naya mastakam. Patatvam naya mastakam. Deva, Arichana, Snana, Shaucha, Bhiksha, Adyao, Vartatam, Vapuhu, Talam, Japatu, Vak, Tadvat, Patatu, Amnaya, Mastakam. So he says, Vartatam, Vapuhu, let the body, Vapu is the body, let the body be involved in worshipping the god Deva Arachana, in snana, in bath, in saucham, all the purifications that we do for rituals. Snana and saucha are usually for rituals. So Deva Arachana, snana, saucha, bhiksha adi, eating, sleeping, etc. So let the body be engaged in all of these viharas. Taram japatu vak tadvat. And like that, let speech, your speech, do japa. Let the speech do japa on taram. Taram is om. So now let you be engaged in, let the body be engaged in its activities. Let the speech be, do japa. Do japa of tara. Tara is the name for om. So do japa on om. And he says, let the head, mastakam, Let the head, you know, study the shastra, Amnaya. Your mouth does japa, your body does snanam and purifying rituals and does worship of the Lord and all of these things and eating and drinking, it does all of that. And then let your mouth do the japa, let your head study the shastra, you know, study the Vedas and study the Vedanta. The Amnaya is not just the shastra, it's the Sampradaya, it's the whole teaching tradition. So traditionally, you know, let your mind, your head get engaged in that. And then this next verse goes with this. Vishnum jayatu dhira yadva. Vishnum jayatu dhira yadva. Brahmanande viliyatam. Brahmanande viliyatam. Sakshaham kinchirapyatra. Satyaham kimcharabhyatra nekurve napi kariye, nekurve napi kariye. Vishnum jayatu dihi yatva brahmanande diliyatam. Sakshi aham kinchi apiyatra na kurve na api kariye. He says, and he goes on, Vishnu jayatu dihi. Let the buddhi contemplate on Vishnu, on the Lord, on Vishnu, the one who is all pervasive, Vishwa. Vishnu jayatu dihi. Let the buddhi do dhyanam. Do dhyanam on Vishnu. Or let the buddhi brahmanande viliyatam. Either do dhyanam on Vishnu, on Ishwara. Or let it resolve into the ananda of Brahman. Or dhyanam. Nirvikalpa, nididhyasana, nididhyasana, anirguna Brahman. Let the buddhi just resolve into Brahman. Let it do meditation on Bhagavan and Ishwara. Saguna Brahman or nirguna Brahman. Whatever. Sakshi, I the Sakshi, kinchit apiyatra na kurve. I the Sakshi, don't do anything. Kinchit, I don't ever do anything. Kinchit api, no. I never do anything. Na kurve. Here, regarding all of these things, I, the Sakshi, Sakshi aham, na kurve kinchit api. I never do anything. Na api kariye. Nor do I make that anything do anything. I don't do anything, nor do I cause anything to do anything. I don't make the body take a bath. Right? I don't make the speech do japa. I don't make the head, my head study all of this amnaya, all of the traditions. I don't make my mind contemplate on Ishwara or do nirvikalpa samadhi. I am akarta. I, the Sakshi, am akarta. I never do anything, and I never cause anyone to do anything. I am absolutely free. How'd you like that? That's it. Stop here. I like it.
Yeah.
Not a lot to unfold, but you know, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah.
Well, it gives you a glimpse to the Yami's mind.
Yeah, just what it is.
Yeah.
He's starting to revel.
Yeah. We can do the same.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Harihi Om.
Well,